A photograph taken from Prague's landmark Žižkov TV tower has set a new record for the largest known spherical panoramic photograph in the world. The picture offers a rare 360-degree view over the city and measures 18 gigabytes, obliterating a record from 2007, a shot taken in Harlem that measured 13 gigabytes. I met up with the photographer of the record shot, Jeffrey Martin, at Žižkov TV Tower, and asked him how this idea was first born.
Because it's quite obvious that it's a nice view and it's really high up, and it would be possible to capture a lot of stuff in the city. And then finally I had the chance through Prague 3 Town Hall, who hired my company 360cities.net to create a small tour of Prague 3, including a panorama from the top of the TV tower. So I shot an image that was much larger than the one we agreed on, just to see if it would work, and it turned out that it did work.
So what can we see in the actual picture? Which parts of Prague?
Well, you can see Prague 3 the best, of course, because that's where the tower is situated. But you can see most of the major landmarks in the city. You can see all the, you know, major cathedrals, churches, and the castle. It's kind of hard to see the river from the TV tower, so a lot of the, you know, classic views of Prague aren't really here. And you can see a lot of just normal everyday life, a lot of people in the street and cars and things like that.
And how exactly was the picture taken? I understand that it was stitched together from multiple shots?
Yeah, so most panoramic images are made from multiple images that are joined together on the computer. So usually I make a much lower resolution image from four pictures from a fisheye lens, but this one was made from hundreds and hundreds of pictures.
The picture is also super high resolution. Now, for amateurs, could you put that into perspective compared to a standard digital photo? What is the resolution of your picture?
Okay, so a standard digital photo, you can take it to the store and have it printed 8 by 10 inches or 30 by 20 centimeters. This image, you could print it in the same quality, but about 16 meters long.
Are you certain that this truly is the largest panoramic spherical photo?
It's possible that there is another one that nobody publicized. As far as my research tells me, I couldn't find anything larger.
And did you intend for this record, or was that kind of just a welcome side effect?
It was kind of a welcome side effect, but now I want to try and break it again, so I don't know.
Your team devised a treasure hunt that is currently going on. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Right, so we thought this was such a nice event, and the timing was good. So to kind of motivate people to really check out how much you can really see, we took $1,000, and we will give it to the first person who sends us all 30 correct answers. We're posting 10 clues on our blog today, tomorrow, and the next day. And on the third day, we'll publish the email address where you can send the answers. And the first person to give us the answer wins $1,000, and we'll pick the winner. It's not luck. It's based on skill.
I was talking there to Prague-based photographer Jeffrey Martin. It's time for this week's sports news with